Hey you, welcome to Bloom Baby Bloom, a podcast dedicated to holistic living, learning, and healing from an African-centric perspective. I'm your host, Maina Chenzi, a holistic life coach, multi-passionate creative, and your dedicated digital soul sister. Welcome to Bloom Baby Bloom. I hope you're good on this lovely weekend. You're probably hearing this on a Sunday. I truly hope this week has been kind to you. Where I am, spring is finally here, and I just love the approaching of warmer, longer, sunnier days, and that already really, really helps with my mood. As well as my outlook on life, just feeling like things are getting better, brighter, and there is music to it. The music of birds, the music of joyful faces on the street. It's just a really, really, really good time when you make it to spring. That's why I'm really, really into the seasons of life. That's why I made a whole book about it. Hey, shameless plug to my book if you are interested in reading more about how all the beautiful seasons can also be seen in our own life, then do check out my lovely little book called In Constant Bloom. You can find it on my website, Bloom Baby Bloom, in shop or on Amazon as well. I have it as an ebook as well as a physical book. I'm still looking for alternatives to Amazon because I don't know. I'm just feeling like I should probably find something else to support. But for now, that's where we are. But I'll let you know as soon as I find a better, more aligned place to put my book in the future. I hope so. And if you have any ideas, please do let a girl know. Anyway, so for this podcast, we are talking about body and the female body specifically. And also, it's Women's Month. Last weekend, we celebrate International Women's Day. So, hey to all my women out there listening and living in female bodies. I hope you're good. But yeah, I just really wanted to make just some content on body and specifically the female body. This beautiful vessel that literally gave us all life. So how can we not have love for the female body? Today, I was thinking about how I was going to put this podcast together because I was wondering, okay, it's not just enough to create things, and it's not just enough to create things because Sunday's coming up and I want a podcast up. It's not just enough to create things because we need to create things. I feel I should make space and take a moment, and I was thinking, what is the real value of this subject? If I really think about it, how might someone benefit from hearing about such a conversation or an exploration? And what would need to be added in such an exploration to make it a valuable experience or to make it valuable content? Because we do live in a space where we are basically drowning in content and information. There is so much out there. To be honest, it also makes me feel less pressure to create more content because I feel that there is so much out there and a lot of it is actually really, really good. So if you're going to add to that, I feel like, of course, there is the uniqueness of your perspective and your representation in any subject. And I feel like people should share and talk regardless just because, hey, we are humans and we share, and we've always shared, just digitally now, there's another way of sharing. But just I needed a moment to feel like what different way or what special or unique way could I approach such a subject on body, and specifically the female body. So I'm going to be mix and matching some audio, some thoughts on that matter. And I hope that there will be, obviously, of benefit to you. And that it also inspires you to hold some space this beautiful month or whatever's left of it. Just to ponder on bodies, female bodies. and our homes in them. And our first home, regardless if you're male or female, was a woman's body. So there is something particular about that. And even when we talk about nature, we always say Mother Nature. So even the home we live on, we see as female, and we see it as supposed to be nourishing. But also because we live in a construct of patriarchy, it also explains how lots of our interactions with this female body, nature, is from a place of exploitation and extraction without really trying to live in harmony with it. I feel like a lot of those issues also reflect back on our societies. So just to say that there is like a bigger or a more broader perspective in seeing ourselves in relationship with the home we live in, this earth, as well as the homes we came from, the female body, and especially if you're a woman and also live in a woman's body. So that's basically going to be the inspiration. And then I just want to mix mash and so basically making an auditive collage of my thoughts on the female body. May it be, as always, of benefit. You know, one of my very favorite apps besides Instagram, and I think it's almost up there with maybe even outcompeting Instagram at this point, because it's such an unproblematic app. It's Pinterest. If you know about me, you know I love my Pinterest boards, and it's just a place of serenity. Like, you can just create boards, you can make collages of the visuals you want to have for certain things, and just, I love it. So I was there a bit researching body and just, yeah, quotes or writings or books about bodies. And I saw a few ones that I thought were interesting to share with you guys. Some of them are very, you know, Tumblr-esque. But some of them are also, they invite some pondering. The first one I saw, which I thought is quite interesting, says, "You don't exist solely to lose weight and be pretty." I feel like now that I'm a bit older, I know that that is true. But when I was younger, you felt that as a bigger pressure on your shoulder. And as you get older and your scope of life widens, I feel like you kind of actually sit around and be like, at least I was like, really? I'm just gonna spend my entire life trying to be a certain body and look a certain way? And it just didn't sit right with me. Like, I luckily, even from a young age, I was like, if I can't sustain it happily, maybe I shouldn't be working so hard to have it, you know? So I was like, what would my body look like if I was working to sustain it from a happy and balanced place? And then I thought, whatever that would be is what I would make peace with, you know, instead of like trying so hard to be a certain way and exist in a certain body. So I know, however, that for the younger generation, I also have younger sisters, that that's not the case. That's why it's so important to have older female friends and people in your life of the same body to talk about such conversations, because it does give you a bigger scope or understanding of how you feel or could feel about your body, especially as a woman, and understanding that the idea that we're here to be pretty, acceptable, and of a certain weight is just a way to keep us insecure and obsessed with buying products and judging ourselves and each other according to these made-up trends of what is in. Like, a body cannot be trendy. A body's a space you live in, and it carries you from the day you're small to the day that you die, and that's it. Like, it's not supposed to be, oh, this is, my body's on trend now, so I'm going to love it. Oh, it's not, I better work hard to put it on trend. It's so sad. Regardless how you look like, your body is your home, and it is just that. It's an instrument, a beautiful instrument we have to do so many things with. So we should work on loving it from that perspective. Now, saying all that doesn't mean that even I don't have struggles here and there, but I feel like I've gotten to a much, like, much healthier place than when I was younger. Like, the peace I have about my body now, I wish I had it as a kid. I would have not wasted so much time on so many useless thoughts, doings, and beings. But to be honest, I guess in a way, it did give me some benefit, because having all those thoughts and being an adult now, I sympathize more with young girls as well. And even when I work with clients, I know how it feels like to be in that space, and I have the hope of understanding that it's not where you have to be forever. And that basically you can have a different approach and experience with your body. Yeah, so that's at least something beautiful that came out of that. Another one is, don't let your mind bully your body. And I feel like that one is quite aligned with what we talked about before. Just the understanding that our bodies are not even the problem most of the time. It's how we see them, how we view them. And we can feel like we don't love our bodies, but actually it's the thoughts we have about what bodies are lovable. And if we can focus more on changing our thoughts about our body, we will in turn see it differently. Because when I think about my body, it hasn't changed that much from when I was younger, except like I have a bit more cellulite. My butt is a bit more rounder, and it doesn't look as it did maybe when I was 15 or what have you. It looks more womanly, which I love. But to be like, if it aesthetic wise, when I was maybe younger, that would have made me go, ooh, even more. But I love my body more now than when it looked more aesthetically, if that makes sense. Or when I was working so hard and starving myself and having eating disorders to keep it a certain way. So just to say that, and even some women can have babies and carry babies, which really can change your body. And they can feel like they love their bodies even more than they did when they were younger and were supposed to be in that prime of what is required of a female body in the patriarchal gaze. So just to say that, it just goes back to show it's not really our bodies, it's how we feel about our bodies and the thoughts we agree to hold up against our bodies. And those are all obviously things we can change. I remember, I don't know where I heard it. I think I heard it yesterday, but I've heard it before too. And maybe I'm going to paraphrase it in a wrong way. But it was saying that you don't need to be prettier. You need to read better books. I think that's how it went, or something similar to that. And it's really inspiring. Like, even just the idea that, of course, like, you could replace book with just like, you need to have better thoughts. It's not that you need to be prettier. It's that you have to engage with better ideas about life, about your body, about your existence, that will make that seem like such a small thing. You know, like in societies where there's less media and less mirrors even, people have a more neutral or more grounded perspective of their bodies. They don't spend even that much time thinking about their bodies. But in our way of existence, there is a hyper-focus on the body, and a hyper-focus not on what it does, how much it gives us, how beautiful it helps us express our existence as humans, but how to cosmetically and aesthetically align it to certain things, you know? We live in such a body-focused environment, but not in a positive way. It's almost from a judgmental way that is created, of course, in alignment with capitalism and patriarchal views of the female body as something exchangeable, as something of a commodity that can be fixated in a way of fixing and ordering and controlling. And we internalize that as people who inhabit in female bodies. And I would say, like, just anybody, even men to some degree. So just to remember that our bodies are tools, just like our voices, just like our eyes and our lips and our hands. And they deserve to be seen on that scale as well. I'm not saying don't care about the prettification of your body, the adoration of your body and how you represent it. Like, go wild, like, go off this, dress up nicely, wear your makeup, wear your hair how you want, whatever. But I'm just saying that your body exists for more than just those things, you know. It exists for more than making beautiful pictures or being seen on the street. Your body is a wonderful instrument. And if we could at least widen our scope of how we see it so that aesthetics and being pretty is just a little part of it and not the whole scope of how we view our bodies. I truly believe that that would give us at least a healthier approach to it, at least a very neutral, more nuanced approach to it than what we currently have in a very body fixated society. Okay, so another quote I really liked is, apologize to your body. Maybe that's where the healing begins starting. Okay, I really like this one because I think it's so, so true. As I started seeing my body differently and really seeing it for the beautiful vessel it is, like even when you're just feeding yourself or cooking or dressing yourself or showering or going on beautiful walks and your body's like this means of transportation, or even if you're just like making love or cuddling or hugging someone, like to just be like, oh, thank you, buddy. Like, thank you for enriching my human experience in such a way. Thank you for adding such value in the way I can experience life and be in life. And like most of us are even lucky to be in healthy, functioning bodies. And still we degrade them and we decrease them to their level of aesthetics and their levels of how they compare to these ideas of how they should look like. Whereas we are missing out on all the gifts that our bodies give us, right? And so sometimes it's just a matter of standing back and being like, wow, you did that. You did that for me. You took me from here to there. You've carried me. Like, my body has carried me around the freaking world. It has carried me into the arms of people I've loved. It's kissed people. It's walked away from people. It's forgiven people. It's held space for people. It's given hugs to people. It's expressed itself in dancing. It's brought joy to the world in the way I present myself, whether I'm adoring it in a certain way. Joy to the world in that I was joyful and adding to the joy scale of the earth. It's allowing me to laugh, to sleep, to cook for myself. Like, just to sit there and think about all the things your body does for you and be like, wow, you know what? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do for me. Thank you for how you exist for me. Thank you for being such a unique expression of my existence. Thank you for just, you know, like carrying May aesthetics. And it's May aesthetics because these are the only way I can exist in life unless I alter it and change it or pay to have it surgically moved around. But since I have no intention of doing that anytime soon, just it's such a me vibe. This is me. When people see my body and my face connected to it, they're like, that's me. That's me. It's part of my existence and my character as a human being, how I move around in the world, you know. It's my signature existence, my body, and yours is too, with its bumps, imperfections, with its quirky sides, with its alignment or disalignments, you know. It's how we are in the world. And I'm not saying all this to say you can't change or improve things. Like, if you want, yeah, go for it. But do it from a place of loving your body, of appreciating it, or from a wider space of seeing it more than just how it represents to the world and how it's judged, right? Anyway, so those are the quotes I found on the body. I'd also like to add the thoughts I had while on one of my walks this week on the body, and it's just me reflecting on just bodies and where we live, and I'm gonna insert that here. I'm currently outside on my walk, and the weather is so nice, and it's not overly windy or anything. The sun is shining. You can hear that I'm by the river in Lisbon, and there is this big bridge. Imagine like the one you see in San Francisco, or the pictures of San Francisco, that red, burned red kind of color made out of steel, and the wind hitting it and going through it like creates this kind of interesting sound that you probably also can hear. But I wanted to just hop on here and maybe have us have a conversation with ambience, as I like to say, and just talk about this month's focus, which is the body. So this is something we all have, obviously. It would be hard for you to listen to this without a buddy. And even me being out right now and talking to you with my buddy is to actually enjoy the fact that I have a buddy that has been indoor the whole day, and I try to take it out for a walk at least 40 minutes a day of walking. And when you really think about how long your day is, even that is not a lot. I mean, for me, it's good. It's like, it's manageable and it makes me rebalance my mind and body just to have that ritual of walking each day. But when you think about how much time we spend not walking, for example, just sitting or laying, it's astonishing how little we actually put aside to move our bodies when actually our bodies were created for movement, right? That's why they thrive when we move them. They thrive when we use them. And when we don't, they get sick. Anyway, so this is also why this is such an important subject for this month that I like to focus on. I want to talk about all things connected to the body, like feeding it, how we feel about it, our body image, about the ideas of bodies in different worldviews and understandings. Right now I'm looking at people skating. There is like some small girls, you probably can hear them making some sound. And they're skating, and you can see they're not as experienced, but they were in awe of a gentleman who was also skating, and he did a really cool trick. And they were like, wow, I would like to do that with my buddy too. And now there's like this whole group of people skating. There are people running, and there are people just softly walking. There is also some people kickboxing or doing some boxing training. There are people walking their dogs as well. And there are people on bicycles as well. And there is also someone in a corner by a tree just gently stretching their body. And then there is somebody seated by the water just calmly observing it. These are just a few things that we can do with our body, the few ways we can have an expression of existence that inquires all that we do in partnership with these flesh, collected flesh of body that we move around life with. And beyond our own body, there's all the bodies of everything else. Like we say, the body of work, the body of water. There's all these trees as well. They are forms of body. There's the grass. There is the life, like the birds flying around, the seagulls that love to be by the water. There is the beautiful sun that is still giving us that beautiful before sunset light and warm. There is the wind. All these things are expressions of life, of existence in a physical form, or in a way that you can feel it, in a way that you can see it or sense it. And these two are expresses of life. Expressions of love, of life. Now, on my right side, there is also a lady trying to take a great picture of herself. She's well dressed for her walk, her power walk, and I understand that she would like to get a picture of the beautiful view with herself included and all the things, the body of expression of existence around her, including herself. And then there is me. I am walking amongst all these bodies, that are houses of souls, houses of stories and ideas and experiences, all these bodies that have people they love, that have people that love them, that have places to go in a hurry or slowly, that are sitting and thinking of things, that are running away or towards things, contemplating about life. Life is all around us in so many body forms, in the fast, in the slow, in the present, in the here and now, in the before. Just everything is here. There's also this beautiful brown lady, actually I didn't see a lot of black people so far, with a huge afro glowing in the sunlight, in the setting sun, also out here on her evening walk. And basically those are the expressions I'm seeing around me about bodies and the fascinating things they can do and the fascinating ways that we can share them with each other and exist among each other. What I also love specifically in this time when I go for my walk, I see life happening, especially by the river. You see people interacting in a different way, of course with some caution, but it's nice because it's important. It's crucial for our well-being that we see each other. I think it was Desmond Tutu who said, "I am a human because of other humans. Everything I know about being a human is taught to me by other humans," right? And I think these bodies that we exist in and the things they do and the way they care and teach and the way they express, and then that helps inform the other bodies around them, is something so beautiful and precious, because it's basically how we get to be who we are. It's how we understand who we are, by the expressions of others and the existence of others. And our bodies take us through so many transitions of life, like from being an infant or a toddler and being a bit insecure with how you move your body, how you use your body, and then realizing how to navigate and use your body, and then getting really excited about it and thinking that the sky is the limit, like almost putting yourself in danger because you're still trying to figure out the limits of your body and all that it can do, right? And then there is us growing into teenagers or adolescents, and we start questioning that, okay, I have this instrument called the body, but is it a good one? We start comparing, we start seeing it as not just this beautiful instrument that allows us to live, to love, to dance, to walk, to explore, to exist. And then slowly we start seeing it as something that also has to be aesthetically pleasing. And specifically aesthetically pleasing in a very narrow way and understanding of what that aesthetic might be. And if we are lucky and we fit into that perfectly, we can feel some pride and joy, but also with a sense of anxiety because we need to maintain the way we fit into that box. And if we are unlucky and we don't fit into that idea or ideal of what is beautiful, then we spend a great amount of our time trying to find ways on how we get closer to being perceived as beautiful and worthy. By doing things, whether it's through our diet, our exercise, or even more harmful ways as bleaching, if you're talking colorism, or just the way we restrict our movements so we can look a certain way. We are rebranding, we are reforming our bodies in a way that makes us feel safe in existing in them, in this community that we've been grown in, so that our bodies can be another invitation of love and hopefully not an invitation of rejection and disapproval, because we are community animals. But in all of that, our bodies remain, you know, they take you to bed, they take you to work, they take you to the kitchen. They take you to make love. They take you all the places you could ever dream of going. Your body will take you, and that is a beautiful thing. So basically, those have been my collections on everything body, and the ideas I have it from just thinking about, okay, if I was to just engage in it in a way that could be of benefit, I would say the biggest thing is to widen and broaden our understanding of our bodies and other people's bodies beyond the aesthetics of it, right? I truly hope that these reflections and sharings have been of benefit, and I'm gonna go ahead and leave you for this weekend. But I'll be back for two more podcasts for this month. As I mentioned before, I'll only be making three podcasts a month. So there's two more left for this beautiful month of March, all around the subject of the body. So if you've enjoyed this one, I hope that you stay tuned for the next ones. Otherwise, as always, do take care and stay grounded and stay loving and present. And when things get too much with anything, try to widen your scope of life, whether it's zooming out and looking at the planet or the whole galaxy and being like, what? Is this a big issue in this big, big, big existence? Or could I see it in a different way? And that goes for our bodies as well and how we feel about them. There is so much more to life than those things. And sometimes zooming out is the best approach to things that we've become too fixated on, just to give us a different perspective on things. Anyway, that's what I like to leave you with. And I'll talk to you in my next episode. Bye. I hope you have enjoyed this episode on Bloom Baby Bloom. If you have any questions or comments or just little highs, please feel free to reach out here or on our website at bloombabybloom.com. Otherwise, as always, I send you love, courage, and light to guide you on your path to your truest and most abundant self. You are so very worthy. See you next time. With love, May.